at night, cleaning is even more important than cleaning your skin in the morning, because now we know that not only UV ray can cause aging, also urban pollution. So meaning the dust gets into our pores, causing a chronic inflammation, degradation of collagen. So cleaning at night is essential.
Welcome to Forever Young, the health podcast from Lanzerhof. My name is Nils Behrens, and I'm not looking for eternal youth. I'm trying to find answers to what leading a healthy life really means. Therefore, I will be talking to various health experts to find out what you can do to stay fit for as long as possible. And who knows, perhaps this knowledge will help lead you to a longer life after all. Welcome to Forever Young. My guest today is the renowned dermatologist, Dr. Tim Golicke. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Nils. Hello, everyone.
So, Tim, you are a medical specialist in dermatology, but you have also completed a training on the field of natural medicine. You have a clinic in Munich, but you are also doing consultations in London for many years already. And you are, let's say, have a worldwide reputation because of your own cosmetic brand, Royal Fern. Is it correct so far?
Yeah, correct so far. Hopefully London soon again.
So we want to speak today about the glow. Get the glow is the subject of our episode. And let's start first with my first questions. What should be a change in your skincare from winter to summer? So the sun is starting to shine, the weather gets, the temperature is going up, and I'm pretty sure that this means for the skin also some changes.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I get this question every day from the patients here in my clinic. Yes, there, it's true that you have to change from winter to summer skincare. It's not only a marketing idea. And why? Because our skin is drier in winter, because the sebaceous glands do produce less lipids. So this is why usually textures and products should be richer in winter than they should be in summer. And what can happen if you don't change? For example, you can get impurities, you can get pimples, because when a product is too rich, you sweat, and this can lead to impurities.
Okay. And do you think it is necessary to apply skincare with sun protection all the time, or at least sun protection products?
So I personally, for example, a typical clinic day, I'm starting at 9, so I'm leaving home 8:30 and I'm back at 7, so I don't apply an SPF every morning because I'm not exposed to the sun. In this 20 minutes before and half an hour after, you don't need an SPF. But if you're outside during the day, no matter what you do, either outside doing sports, outside with the children, or you work outside, yes, you do have to wear an SPF. And I usually recommend an SPF 50, especially when you tend to get hyperpigmentations. You should not use a day cream with an SPF 15, 1-5. No, you should then apply an extra SPF 50, 5-0.
Okay. And what order should I apply it? So is it first that I start with my day cream and afterwards I'm applying the sunscreen in my face?
Or? Okay. Yeah. So first you should use your daily cream you use every morning, and then you should follow with the SPF. So the SPF should be the last step, unless you wear makeup, what we don't do, but women should, of course, apply first SPF and then follow with makeup. And also, when it's super warm and humid, you don't have to wear a cream underneath. So then you can also just wear the SPF and do your skincare routine at night.
Okay, this would be my next question, because me as a man, I have the feeling, okay, there is already a cream in my face, so why should I need something else? Okay.
Yeah. And then if you use a cream and an SPF, being a man, you don't do this regularly, because you don't don't like the feeling. So if it's warm, if it's humid, SPF alone is enough. But then, of course, you have to use a cream at night.
Oh, right.
Same with sports, you know. For example, if you apply SPF before you run outside, you should, of course, not use a cream before, because then you sweat, you know. So just the SPF is enough.
All right. And as a woman, or as a, I don't know if you're really taking care of your skin, a serum or something like that, or some hyaluronic acid or something like that, or is it maybe have some I don't know, contradiction with the SPF?
No, usually not at all. So if you feel like that SPF is not enough, you can, of course, apply a serum underneath, either containing hyaluronic acid or, which would be ideal, to combine it with a serum containing antioxidants, you know. So first the serum with the antioxidants, followed by the SPF. What is not so perfect to use in the morning are retinol-containing serums and creams. You should use those at night because those can make you more sensitive to UV light.
Oh, okay. I also get a question concerning retinol. So what percentage of retinol you normally recommend, or do you recommend retinol serums at all?
Yes, of course I do. Retinol is one of the gold standard ingredients. We also have retinol in some of our products, Royal Fern products. So usually it should start with a percentage of 0.25% for retinol. Important to say, because often my patients ask me if you can compare different retinol products. So there are a lot of different types of vitamin A. So retinol is one type of vitamin A, but there's also tretinoin in German, tretinoin, I guess, in English, or retinaldehyd. So you have different types of vitamin A in different cosmetic products. So whenever you have a product which has a percentage of whatever, 2%, you cannot compare this maybe to other products because it could be a different type of vitamin A. And speaking about the classic retinol, it starts at 0.25 and you can go up until 0.1%, 0.15%, but not much higher.
All right. Okay. And do you recommend it to use it daily?
Depending on your skin type, yes. So if you tend to get easily irritations, or another big issue is rosacea, you know, when you have on your cheeks mainly and your nose, broken vessels, little capillary, and tend to get redness easily, then you should not use retinol serums or retinol products in this area, because this can cause, first of all, irritations, and second of all, it activates the blood circulation and can make rosacea a little bit more. So in those cases, you should maybe only use retinol containing products on your forehead, on the side part of your cheeks, maybe also on your neck, but you should spare that central area where you tend to have the redness.
Okay, we started to speak about retinol because of having it after the sunscreen. If you could choose, would you recommend to use it during the daytime or nighttime? What is?
No, at night. Retinol is a classical product to use at night because it makes you more sensitive to sun. So you should use this at night after, of course, cleaning your skin. And yeah, it's a typical nighttime product, evening routine product.
All right. Coming back to the sun protection. So I know that there's a lot of discussion around mineral or chemical sun protections. I think there are some advantages of both sides. Do you have a recommendation here?
Yeah, it depends also on your skin type. So mineral sun protections do reflect the UV rays, and this is why they tend to give you a white film on the skin. So often men don't really like it. And women, yes, you can use mineral photo protection because often you wear tinted day cream after. The chemical SPF changes the energy of UV rays into heat, so it's not whitening at all. What are the pros and cons for both? A lot of products do have a combination of both. The big contra for physical sunscreen is the white effect, that people do look pale, so, and you don't like to use products which make you look pale. While chemical sun protections often can cause irritations, are not so good for very sensitive skin, you should not use chemical SPF on children. So for children, you should always use physical SPFs. I personally do like a mixture of both in one product. As Royal Fern does not have any sun protection product, I love a pharmacy-grade product, which is from a Spanish company called Isdin, because it has safe eye technology. Because I don't know if you experienced that. when men use cream, we often tend to get the cream in the eyes, especially when you do sports. And when you have the wrong sun product, your eyes burn. And this makes me crazy, especially when you run, when you do outdoor sports. And this product has safe eye technology, meaning even if you win, do get it in your eyes, it doesn't burn. It doesn't irritate the eyes at all. So I love that product.
Okay, so ice is a good word for my next question, because it's springtime, a lot of people having this typical springtime tiredness, and you can also see that your eyes are looking probably a little bit tired too. Do you have a kind of hack for our listeners, what you can do against this typical tired eyes?
Yeah, one of the reasons to mention is that a lot of us have tired eyes now in spring is could be hay fever. So I often have people who said, it's strange, I do have much more swollen under eye area. And then it turns out that this is the first symptoms of hay fever, which brings you swollen eyes. But generally speaking, what can you do to get more fresh looking eyes? First of all, invest in eye creams. I know men often tend to use the face cream also in the eye area, but it's worth to spend some time and money on an eye product, because the eye area is the most sensitive part of our face. So you need extra care for that area. If it comes to treatments, you can, of course, help with things like Botox. You can also do very gentle fillers. Fillers can be a problem because hyaluronic acid attracts moisture. So if you already have swollen eyes or puffy eyes, fillers are not the right solution. And what I often also do, especially in male patients, is platelet-rich plasma. So it's re-injecting your own plasma, which brings a very natural effect without puffiness. So I would say, yes, you should use an eye cream. You should include the eye area in your daily SPF regime. And if that's not enough, you could, of course, try aesthetic treatments.
All right. So using eye cream for men, like you said, is a quite
a new experience.
New experience. But anyhow, I have heard a lot of questions about the perfect routine. We have spoken several times already on other occasions about that you also can do too much. So when you would say an average person, probably around 40, what would you say is for men or women? Let's start with the women. The ideal beauty routine. What creams to start? What is and what kind of products you should end with? So not branding wise, but in terms of products, of course.
Yeah, that's a question which I hear a lot from my patients every day. So we start with women. Women, of course, tend to use more products than men. So you have to make a difference between your morning routine and your evening routine, because of course there are some products and some ingredients which are not ideal to use at night or in the morning. So let's start with the morning. So even if you have not wearing makeup at night, you should clean your face in the morning, because some people sweat at night. So this can also lead to pimples, to impurities. So start with the right cleaning product. Then, of course, you can follow either with a toner or an essence, then a serum containing the ingredient, what your special skin needs are, and then you should finish with a cream. Depending if you're going outside or if you're going to spend a lot of time outside, yes, I recommend wearing an SPF. Like we said in the beginning, I always recommend pharmacy products, SPF 50. At night, cleaning is even more important than cleaning your skin in the morning, because now we know that not only UV ray can cause aging, also urban pollution. So meaning the dust gets into our pores, causing a chronic inflammation, degradation of collagen. So cleaning at night is essential. And a lot of people, yes, they clean, but they think investing in cleaning products, is it really worth the money? Yes, it is. So cleaning, then you can also follow with toner or essence. And then it's time to maybe use a special product, maybe an ampoule, again, looking what your skin especially needs. And then, of course, with a cream. The cream can be richer at night because you don't follow being a woman with makeup, you know? Mm-hmm. Coming men, that's harder. So the most male patients I see start, the first time they experience using cosmetics is that they use the cosmetics of their girlfriends or women.
This is how I started.
Yeah, you see. So I think it's not fair now to recommend a man to start with a 10-step skincare regime. So yes, cleaning in the morning, but often as we shower in the morning, a shower could be enough. Then a cream is the most important thing to use in the morning. Like we said before, maybe followed by an SPF if you work outside or do sports. Then in a male evening routine, you also should clean your skin. What you just said, that's really essential. And then you can follow with the serum and a cream. And what I forgot before, an eye cream, of course, is also essential in male, in men and women. Women know this. They love eye creams. Men often think, okay, I mean, I just can use the cream I'm using for my face also for the eye area. It's not 100% true, because the eye area is much more sensitive and the percentage of ingredients can be much higher in face creams, which can lead to irritation. So you should use an eye cream as well.
Okay. And in the morning or in the evening?
You can use it morning and night, but men prefer, and so do I, to use an eye cream at night, because sometimes it gives you a little bit shininess around the eyes, and being a man, you don't like that your eye area looks like you've been using a cream. So I would recommend to start with using an eye cream at night.
Okay, this is this was about the daily routine. What about the weekly routine, things like mask or peelings or something like that?
Yeah, of course. So you mentioned this before, we should not overtreat our skin. So doing a peeling every night and a mask every night is too much. Sometimes this can also lead to irritations, which we call perioral dermatitis. It's like irritations in your around your mouth. Yeah, mostly women get this. But a peeling, you can, depending on your skin type, you can do, I would say, every other night, also depending on the type of peeling you do. If you do a food acid peel, which with a high percentage, you might only do this only once a week. So I would say between 2 times and 4 times a week. Masking is especially important when you have sensitive skin or skin in need of extra moisture, or in the winter month. Then I recommend using a mask 3 to 4 times a week. Yes.
Okay. Could I also use a mask instead of a night cream?
Yes, of course. Of course. One of our products, the Royal Fern Hydrafirm Intense Mask, actually is what we call sleepover mask. So you wash your face and just apply the mask on your face and go to bed with it. So you don't have to rinse it off. You don't have to use any cream underneath. You just apply the mask and go to bed, which makes it easy. And this is why men love that mask, because it's easy to use.
So you just recommended that for different areas of the face, you need different products. So I could really say that nowadays, a lot of women, but also men, looking still quite young in the face, and you can see the age really by the neck or by the décolleté. So do you also think that it is worse to use different products here, or what would you say is a beauty routine for the neck?
So the first step to take is include your neck and décolleté if you're a woman in your daily routine, because a lot of us don't think about using anything on your neck or décolleté, and this is why it often shows. Also include that area, especially the neck, in your SPF routine, because what we also see at the side parts of your neck, often have people, you have hyperpigmentations, and this is because you don't use SPF. So use a cream, use an SPF also in your neck and also in your décolleté. Does it make sense to use special products? Sometimes yes, because you can have different types of skin types in your face and neck, and you can also have special needs in those two areas. For example, if you tend to have acne or more oily skin in your face, you don't use so rich products for your face, but your neck needs it. So yes, in special cases, it makes sense to use special products for neck and décolleté.
Mm-hmm. At the end, it's all about wrinkles, and I'm personally running a lot, so 4 or 5 times a week, and I just learned that jogging can increase the formation of wrinkles. Is this right?
Yeah, there's a term of it. It's called the jogger's face. I heard this term for the first time 15 years ago. Maybe you remember or know Jean-Louis Sebag, Dr. Sebag from London, and he spoke about that first, that a lot of his female patients mainly came and said, yeah, I think I have a sagging jawline because I'm running so much. And he called this the jogger's face. Yes, it does exist, because when you run on a regular base, and if you are in a car and look at joggers passing by, runners passing by your car, you see that the jawline, of course, is like swinging. And if you do this regularly, this can lead to a faster sagging jawline. But in general, if you like to run, please continue run, because it's healthy. And yeah, it makes you look good when you're healthy, of course.
So it's not such a strong effect.
No.
Okay. But when you have already some wrinkles, you can use this jade rollers or facial massages to reduce lines. So it must be for sure a good drainage, but do you think it could also damage the skin, or what is your opinion for this?
I like it in general. Like you said, the main effect is lymphatic drainage, which is good. You know, it's also good against skin aging in general. And I think it's also good because it's a kind of me time. You know, you concentrate a little bit on yourself when you do it for some minutes. So it's good. You should not do that if you tend to have rosacea. Rosacea is redness and broken vessels, because those rollers or face devices can activate your blood circulation. And if you activate your blood circulation, this can lead to more broken vessels and more redness, and is not the perfect treatment for rosacea.
But do you really say it could reduce wrinkles?
That's a very good one. Do creams could reduce wrinkles?
No, the jade rollers.
Yeah, I think they can prevent wrinkles. Let's put it more diplomatically.
All right. So I have, honestly, I have received tons of questions, but I will see that we come to an end. Do you have for our listeners the ultimate skincare life hack? So what is, from your point of view, this skincare life hack you would like to recommend to share with us?
So my personal skincare life hack is, I would say, three things. First of all, SPF. Second of all, clean your skin at night. It's super important. Urban pollution is as stressful for our skin like UV rays. And my personal hack is sleeping. So I need at least 8 hours of sleep. And I just realized in these times where we all have a little bit more time to sleep, this is really, super important for myself, and also for me looking healthy and glowing in the morning.
All right. My last question. So when we now get following all your recommendations and going to buy some skincare products, what ingredients we should look out to when we are buying these products?
So, I mean, there are a lot of skincare products out there. You also sometimes have to trust your instinct. When a product feels good for you and on your skin, it's good. But generally spoken, we have like what I always call the gold standard of ingredients is hyaluronic acid. It's retinol, where we spoke earlier about it. There are different types of retinol. And of course, very important are antioxidants like vitamin C, because antioxidants do reduce the effects of UV lights and also urban pollutions. So those three big ingredient groups are the ingredients to look if you look for a new skincare.
Excellent. Tim, thank you very much. So I have so much more questions. So maybe we should make another session to make this one not too long. But it was a pleasure, like always.
Yes. Thank you, Niels.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So one personal question is, in your product, in your Royal Fern product, is there really fern inside?
Of course. So we do have royal fern in our products. It's Osmunda Regalis in Latin. And what I'm very proud of is that the whole complex received a patent. So it's a patented ingredient complex. Contains parts of the leaves and the roots of two different fern types. And often my patients ask me, how did you find out about the ferns? So I read a study from a hospital in the States using fern extracts as a supplement because fern does reduce the effects of UV light on our cells. So fern is a long-term known anti-aging ingredient, especially in cultures like Korea and also in Russia. People tend to use fern to heal eczema. So yes, it contains real fern.
Crazy stuff. Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please leave me a review and subscribe to this podcast. Please stay healthy.